Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and we will be spotlighting one of our long-term volunteers, Mary Ellen Tuck. Although Easter came early this year, there are still things we want to watch out for, and we'll learn more about our upcoming Burlington High School Benefit Concert. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. April is National Volunteer Appreciation Month, with Volunteer Week happening on April 15th to the 21st. We appreciate all the volunteers that we have, and I sat down and talked with one of our long-standing volunteers, Mary Ellen Tuck, to find out what she does when she volunteers and what she gets out of it. It is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and I am here with one of our volunteers, Mary Ellen Tuck. Welcome to Burlington Humane.
Well, thank you for having me, Doug.
So how long have you been volunteering here at Burlington Humane?
It's 8 years in May, I believe.
Wow, yeah. 8 years.
Yeah.
So what got you interested in volunteering?
Well, I was a nurse and I was working 12-hour shifts, so I had a lot of free time that I could do this sort of thing. But initially, I had taken in two kittens, and it was just the beginning of winter for them. So I was trying to find a home. I thought somebody at work would take them. And a couple of months had gone by, and I hadn't managed to find a home. So I came here to release them, and I was told, well, they were full at the time, but I could foster them, which I did. And then in the long run, I ended up adopting the cats. And since I was a foster, I thought, well, I might as well become a volunteer here. And I started doing feed and clean.
Oh, and what's feed and clean?
Feed and clean is I would come in at around 8 o'clock in the morning, and you would go into, you'd pick the room you wanted to do, and you would go in and you would clean out the carriers, and the cats would have a chance to have a little run, and you would give them fresh bedding and give them new food and water, and you'd do that for every cat in the room. And if it was in summertime, sometimes you could have a lot of cats in there. There could be 16 or 18 cats sometimes if you had litters and things. So, you know, it was a fair amount of work.
Yeah. Especially in the summer. Are you still doing that now?
No, I unfortunately, as time went by, I developed arthritis and it's hard for me to get up and down. So I stopped doing feed and clean. But what we used to do back and then is everybody would clean their own litter boxes, which was always a pain after being in a room for 2 or 3 hours cleaning. And then, you know, you had to go out and clean litter boxes.
Yeah.
And there was sort of a need there. And one of the other volunteers had started doing this a couple of days a week. So I thought, well, I'll just fill in.
Cleaning
the litter boxes and doing the laundry, because I'm in the laundry room. So I, you know, do the washer and dryer thing, and I also go around and fill up all the hand soaps and this sort of thing. Just find little things that you can do that don't mean I have to crawl around on the floor.
Yeah.
And then when I retired, I just started to come in more. So now we have a box cleaner 5 days a week, which is good for the people doing feed and clean.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
And you also transport animals.
I do a lot of transports.
What does that entail?
Basically, you're taking the animals to, for the most part, local vets within Burlington to have veterinary care done, spays and neuters, dental care, checkups if they have something, some sort of other illness that's going on, or if they have to have sutures taken out specially by the doctor. And occasionally, you will do a transport out of town for something. There's transports. I've gone up to both Caledon and Caledonia to take animals up to veterinarians or up for releases in barns. Mm-hmm. We now use an emergency vet clinic in Mississauga that's fairly close to us here, but still it takes about 20 minutes to get there. So we do those sort of transports as well.
So very much needed.
Oh, it's very much needed. It's very much needed. Yeah. You know, it's not often for me. It's not unusual for me to do it 5 mornings a week.
Yeah.
You know, for a period of time.
Because we just don't have the staff to be able to transport the animals.
You don't have the staff, and you know, if a staff member here does it, then they're not here to do whatever they should do.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, early in the morning, that's important. And the vet appointments for surgeries, they usually want them there between 8 and 8:30 in the morning. So
quite early.
So it's,
yeah.
It's
and mornings are our busy times.
Mornings are our busy times.
That's when we're feeding, cleaning the cats, and we're walking the dogs, and that's when all the medication is given out, and it's a busy time.
It's a busy time, but I was a nurse, and I was used to getting up to go to Toronto, so I was used to getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning anyway. So to, you know, get up, I'm so close to here, so to get up to come in here, it's like I've still had to gotten to sleep in for a couple of hours. So,
so feed and clean, cleaning litter boxes, transport, tasks and duties. You do a lot here at Burlington Humane.
Well, there are a lot of little things, and they sort of add up. But once you're retired, you have to have something to do. You've got to keep your day busy. So this is something I enjoy doing. And there's also, to be totally honest, it's like going into work anywhere. There is a social aspect. You do get to meet people.
Yeah.
And I know I have 2 friends that I met here when I first started here. And we go out every week to see a movie together or go out to lunch or something. And they are friends that I made here, people that I wouldn't have normally met.
That's great. So you get benefits from it as well.
You certainly do. I think we all do. And there are people that are here on the regular days that you're here, that even though you may not see them outside the shelter, you socialize with them here. I mean, there's another one here who's a movie buff, and we always ask each other, what have you seen and what's good? And so it's you do get that social aspect.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate everything you do here at Burlington Humane with all of our volunteers. We couldn't do it without you, definitely. And there's a number of different volunteer positions that you can take as well, aren't there?
Well, not only are there a number of volunteer positions, I mean, certainly there's dog walking. There are all sorts of things. There are people that just come in and do special events when we're doing fundraisers. So there are all sorts of things you can do. And the good thing about it is it's basically flexible.
Yes.
I mean, we have to be open 7 days a week, even if we're not open to the public for adoptions. We have to be open for us to come in and do the care of the animals because,
right.
You know, they need care.
Yeah, it's so 7 days a week. Yeah.
There are, you know, a lot of things that need to be done. And basically, in terms of volunteer, I mean, people do start coming in around 7:30 in the morning. And, you know, they are here until around, you know, 6, sometimes 7 at night with, you know, dog walking.
Dog walking at 9?
Nine at night. Yeah. So there, yeah. So you know, There's a whole day that has things that can be done. So certainly, depending on what you do for a living or what, you know, demands you have during the day, there's a chance you can fit this in if it's something you want to do.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So. Well, again, thank you very much for everything you do. And thank you for coming on Burlington Humane.
Thank you for letting me be here. And I certainly have enjoyed my years here and hopefully have many more to do things.
Yes, definitely. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Doug.
Volunteers are the lifeblood that runs through Burlington Humane, and there are many different areas that people can volunteer with. If you are interested in volunteering, check out our website and fill out a volunteer application. Put your talents to good use and make a difference in the lives of the animals here at Burlington Humane. Thursday, April 19th on your calendar for the first annual Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert. Join us at Burlington Central High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. as young musicians from all over Burlington come together to perform a benefit concert. concert bands, and musical groups from 5 different Burlington high schools will showcase their talents, and all the proceeds will go towards helping the animals at Burlington Humane. Young people coming together to use their musical gifts for a great cause. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased online at Snap Burlington. Go to the Burlington Humane website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca for complete information. Burlington High School Benefit Concert, Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Burlington Central High School. The Easter Bunny came early this year, but the signs of Easter last long into spring. Long after Easter has passed, we still need to be vigilant to keep our pets safe. Although Easter came early this year, the Pet Poisoning Hotline recommends that we still need to be diligent in monitoring our pets to ensure that they are safe long after Easter and into the spring season. Some of the telltale signs of spring are Easter lilies. Unbeknownst to many pet owners, Easter lilies are highly toxic to cats. All parts of the Easter lily plants are poisonous. The petals, the leaves, the stem, and even the pollen. Cats that ingest as few as one or two leaves or even a small amount of pollen while grooming their fur can suffer severe kidney failure. In most situations, symptoms of poisoning will develop within 6 to 12 hours of exposure. Early signs include vomiting, loss of appetite, lethargy, and dehydration. Symptoms worsen as kidney failure develops. Some cats will experience disorientation, staggering, and even seizures. There are several other types of lilies that are toxic to cats as well, commonly referred to as tiger lilies, day lilies, and Asiatic lilies. Popular in many gardens and yards, they can also result in severe acute kidney failure. These lilies are commonly found in florist bouquets, so it is imperative to check for poisonous flowers before bringing bouquets into the household. Other types of lilies, such as the peace lily, Peruvian lily, and calla lilies, are usually not a problem for cats and may cause only minor drooling. Thankfully, lily poisoning does not occur in dogs or people. However, if a large amount is ingested, it can result in mild stomach issues such as vomiting and diarrhea. Other dangers to pets at Easter time? The Easter grass is a concern. Usually green or yellow in color, Easter grass is the fake grass that often accompanies Easter baskets. When your cat or dog ingests something stringy, like Easter grass, it can become anchored around the base of the tongue or stomach, rendering it unable to pass through the intestine. And always a concern is chocolate. Certain types of chocolate are very toxic to dogs. In general, the darker and more bitter the chocolate, the greater the danger. Baker's chocolate and dark chocolate pose the biggest problems. These chocolates result in vomiting, diarrhea, hyperactivity, an abnormal heart rhythm, seizures, and possibly death. Other sources include chewable chocolate-flavored multivitamins, baked goods, or chocolate-covered espresso beans. If you suspect that your dog ate chocolate, call your veterinarian immediately. Spring is in the air, and Easter is a wonderful holiday. But remember that your pets will be curious about new items you bring into the household, like the Easter lilies, Easter grass, and chocolate. So keep them a safe distance away from your pets. and enjoy the holiday season, keeping your pet safe.
Burlington Humane would love to help you celebrate your special day. Your guests will be impressed with a thoughtful, generous donation for all the animals at BHS in place of costly guest favors. Along with a tax receipt, we will create a beautiful certificate that you can display at your reception, letting your guests know that instead of favors, you have generously donated to the Burlington Humane Society, one of Ontario's no-kill animal shelters. Following your big day, send us your favorite wedding photo, and we will post it on our Facebook page to share your generosity and help us toast the brides.
Our Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert is fast approaching on April 19th. I was interviewed by Alex Zitch, our event coordinator, to tell her a little bit more about it.
Hello everyone. I'm sitting with Doug, our executive director here at Burlington Humane, to share some information with you on the upcoming Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert, Thursday, April 19th. Hi Doug, welcome to Burlington Humane.
Thank you very much, Alex.
So tell us about this event.
Well, we have a benefit concert that we're going to feature high school students, various concert bands from high schools around Burlington. We have five different high school bands participating from various high schools. They're going to all come together for this benefit concert. Each of them will have a time where they'll play their own selections, and then at the end of the concert, they're all going to come together and form a mass band and play an animal-related piece. And this year, we're going to be playing selections from The Lion King.
Oh, that sounds great. So when and where and what's going on with this event?
It's going to be on Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Burlington Central High School Auditorium. And people can purchase tickets online from SNAT Burlington, and they can get to that link from our website at burlingtonhumane.ca.
Perfect. And aside from the bands performing, is there anything else going on that evening?
Yeah, we're going to have a silent auction as well. So when we have our intermission or before the concert and after, we'll have a silent auction so people can bid on exciting items.
Perfect. So how did this idea for this event evolve? Because I've been hearing about this for a few months now. So how did it all begin?
Well, I'm from Burlington, and when I was in high school, I was very big into music and was a part of our high school concert band, and we never got a chance to hear other bands from other schools. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity for the kids not only to showcase their talents, but also to hear bands from other schools. And then they get to meet the other musicians, and when they form the mass band, they'll be able to play with all of the other musicians as well, which is a rare opportunity for a high school musician. And it's a great opportunity as well for the kids not only to showcase their talents and get the applause and the acclaim from the crowd, but also to give back to the community. You know, they're giving of their talents and their gifts, giving back to Burlington Humane. So all the proceeds from the benefit concert come and help the animals that we're rescuing here.
So the students must be really excited to participate. This has got to be a big deal for many of them.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Other than oftentimes the schools will only have their own school concerts, and this is a chance for them to perform to a wider audience. And it's easy for the kids to understand the benefits of helping the animals. You know, it's an easy cause for the kids to understand because animals are so near and dear to most kids' hearts.
So why should our listeners and members of the community come out to this event?
Well, Burlington is famous for music. We have our Sound of Music Festival, and you know, our talent isn't just from outside coming into Burlington. We have lots of talent here in Burlington as well. And sure, we expect a lot of parents to be there and a lot of grandparents, but this is a rare opportunity for all citizens of Burlington to hear some of the up-and-coming young talent that we have in Burlington. And it's one of the few times where you can hear musicians from all over Burlington, from the various high schools, and all of them coming together in their mass band. It's a very unique opportunity, one you don't want to miss.
Mm-hmm, that sounds great. So tell us about the schools that are participating.
Well, we've got 5 different schools involved. We've got concert bands from Aldershot High School, Assumption Catholic Secondary School, Burlington Central High School, M.M. Robinson High School, and we've got a jazz band from Lester B. Pearson High School.
Oh, wow. That's quite neat.
So there's a nice variety.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different levels. So, you know, one's a senior band and another is an up-and-coming band. So you'll see a variety of musicians and levels.
Oh, that'll be really neat to hear them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a big undertaking. That's wonderful. So tell us about the price of the tickets.
Oh, each ticket is going to be $15. And because all the schools are donating their time and they're giving of their talents to Burlington Humane, all of the proceeds go directly to the animals.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we need to sell these tickets. So I think everybody should attend this event, don't you?
Yes, definitely. It's an event you don't want to miss.
Oh, perfect. So this is the Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert, Thursday, April 19th at 7 p.m., benefiting Burlington Humane Society, our favorite no-kill shelter. Here in Burlington. Perfect. So go out and buy your tickets online. You can visit burlingtonhumane.ca for more information about this event.
And there's a link on our website that will take you directly to the ticket sales.
Perfect. Sounds easy. Well, I'll be there. Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. We'll see everybody there.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And now it's time for news and events.
Mark Thursday, April 19th on your calendar for the first annual Burlington High School Band Benefit Concert. Join us at Burlington Central High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. as young musicians come together to perform a benefit concert and showcase their talents. Young people from 5 different high schools around Burlington will use their musical gifts to benefit the animals at Burlington Humane. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased online at Snapped Burlington. Go to Burlington Humane's website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca for complete information. Burlington High School Benefit Concert, Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Burlington Central High School.
Does your pet have a microchip? Is it up to date on its rabies shots? Join us on Saturday, April 7th, for our Burlington Humane Microchip and Rabies Clinic. Microchips are only $25, and the rabies vaccine is $20. This vaccine is required by law. Both the microchips and vaccine will be administered by a veterinarian, and it's by appointment only. So call Burlington Humane and book your appointment today, April 7th, for our microchip and rabies clinic.
Are you newly engaged? Congratulations! Why not include Burlington Humane in your special day by participating in weddings with Burlington Humane? In lieu of costly favors, consider making a donation to your favorite no-kill shelter. Make your special day that much more special. Weddings with Burlington Humane.
Be sure to sign up for our Professional Activity Day camps on April 27th and June 1st. These camps are appropriate for children between the ages of 6 to 8 years of age. You can get more information and download the registration form on our website. Professional activity days are coming up, but space is limited, so don't miss out. Register today. Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guests, Mary Ellen Tuck, and thank all our volunteers for all they do. I also want to thank Alex Zitch for interviewing me about our benefit concert. We also look forward to seeing everyone on April 7th for our microchip and rabies clinic. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my society.